It's been 8 months, but it's a new me, a new logo, new theme song, new season, season four, and I have a special guest, Ezekiel Cruz, breaking into starts now.
Breaking into.
You know, I do dance music. That's all I do. We're breaking into. That's my song, you guys. You can go on my SoundCloud page, Woo! James Lott Jr., and hear it. I'm going to release it as a single at some point.
There you go.
Welcome back, you guys. We are back at season four of my show, Breaking Into. I'm your host, James Lott Jr. If you don't know who I am, but you should know who I am. But I'm so glad to be here. I mean, thank you so much, everyone, for your just love and support the last 8 months. It's been a little rough health-wise. But I am here, and I'm excited to be here, and I'm going to give you another season of great guests affecting change in the world, like this one I have today. And he's a talent that's been around for a while, and I've actually followed him on Instagram, and I brought him in because I like his philosophy, and many of you guys know how I feel about sharing knowledge and lifting each other up, and this guy does this all the time. He's also a musician and a recording artist, and he has a show coming up on March 17th.
Really?
And we're going to talk about, there
water damage!
There we go. This is live. This is live.
My manager's not covering this.
Yeah. Right now, Ezekiel Cruz.
Hey, everybody, what's up?
Hello there.
I hope y'all all having an amazing day.
We're gonna need some paper towels in here. That's all.
Can we have a shout out for James too? Can you bring that? Thank you so much for bringing me out here. I am very happy and honored to be in your show, James. Definitely.
Thank you. And I just want to give a little housekeeping first. We are on iTunes. We are on SoundCloud. We are on YouTube under Breaking Into Black Hollywood Live. I've done about 140 shows at this point. Something like that on there. Yes, exactly. I've been on for 4 years. It's there. So go check us out there. Like, subscribe, comment. We also have sister networks, which are AfterBuzz TV, Book Circle Online, and Popcorn Talk. So go check us out on all of them. They're everywhere. They're just everywhere. So do that. And then me, I'm on social media at Breaking Into, of course, on Facebook. And you can go ahead and like us there and do that. And, of course, you can follow me at James Lott Jr. where all James Lott Jr.'s are sold, at James Lott Jr. on all social media platforms. So let's make sure I get that out there. You know, so like I said, we live. This is real. This is reality.
We forgot. This show is sponsored by.
I love stuff like this. I love stuff like this happens. I don't care. I love it. And thanks to everybody who's watching live. Some folks watching live. Welcome to the show. You can chat in the chat room and tell me you want a question for them or anything, please. And yeah, make definitely. Sure it's G rated or at least PG rated.
Let me know if we have any questions from the audience.
Yes, too. There's one in there too. So
guys, if you guys have any questions, definitely feel more than glad to shoot them out. We'll be more than glad to answer them if we could.
Yes.
But definitely, guys, tune in.
Yes, the people are watching.
So we could tune out, you know what I'm saying?
So, okay, first of all, the reason why I say, one of the reasons why I brought you in here is because I like your philosophy and your message. And I wanted to ask you, what is kind of like your general philosophy about life? And you're so young, and I just admire how you're very positive and just hardworking.
My philosophy with life is just don't give up. You know, find something to do. I think the main problem we have in today's age is that everybody's lost. Everybody's trying to do something else to make somebody else happy except themselves.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem because when you live your life to make others happy, you are going to be very unhappy. And I'm not saying, you know, don't make other people happy. But, you know, it also you can't make others happy if you're not happy yourself. Mm-hmm. And you can't be happy doing something that you don't like. You know, I've tried it many times. You know, I've gotten many jobs where I just got the job just because I needed it that bad, you know, and it was miserable, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to be like the good worker. You know, I work hard. But at the end of the day, if you don't like what you're doing, you get home miserable.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not only speaking in a mind state. I'm speaking in a state of emotional state, you know, mind state, physical state. You know, so it really gets to you overall, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's very true.
It is.
It's very true. I think you're right. People do things for other people or what they think they should be doing. And so, for me, I hated my job for like the last 2 years. Like 2 years I had that last job I had, and my stomach hurt every day.
Yeah.
Like, it literally hurt me physically. It hurt every day.
Stress will kill you.
It will.
In all kinds of ways.
Yes.
And then that's my philosophy, you know? My philosophy is that we should all do what our heart tells us to do, no matter no matter how much you fear, because that's the number one thing stopping us from what we really want to do. And, you know, and this falls so broad. It falls from maybe a special someone you want to get to know, you want to talk to, you know, our fear stops us. Let's say you want to start a new career, you know, let's say instead of being a doctor, you want to work in the science lab, you know, working on DNA, you know. And then it's always our fear that stops us. You know, you want to be president of the United States,
right.
Fear.
Right.
It's, we're always stopped by that one subject, which is fear. When you learn how to control your fears, you are flying like an eagle.
Well, my thing, so how are you controlling your fears?
Because
you're doing stuff. I mean, so how are you doing? You're doing several.
But yeah, I just don't care.
Okay.
You know, whether I succeed or fail, I really don't care. I don't look at the outcome. I look at what I'm doing and how I feel about it, you know?
I like that.
Don't get me wrong. Of course, I want an outcome. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes we need to realize that if we focus too much on the outcome instead of focusing on what we need to do, eventually we won't even start doing anything.
That's true. I like that. That's very, very, very true. People are afraid. I think people are afraid of success. They're afraid of failure. They're afraid of just in case it doesn't work out or if it does work out. People get afraid because if it works out, you're more accountable, of course. If it works out, then you have to really deliver, right?
I mean, I'm going to make it simple for you. You know, the most successful people on this earth, the most successful, we're talking about Bill Gates, Edison, all these great guys, you know, they failed over 10,000 times,
right?
You know?
Right.
And it's not that they got – a lot of people look at them and say, oh, no, but that's Einstein. As if, you know, he's gifted. Yeah, he's gifted, but we are all gifted. You know, I have this conversation when people compliment me, like when, you know, people come and show me their music and I tell them – and I'm straight up. I don't sugarcoat. I'm not going to tell you it's all perfect and dandy it's not, you know, because that's not going to grow you as an artist. And I've had people I was luckily enough – to have people that actually taught me that being honest and having straight criticism and learning how to grow from the positive and the negative criticism will build you as an artist. And that's the reason I am here today. So I keep on – the same things that were given to me are the same things that I'm giving to others.
It's just the way
it has to go. And then stay positive, guys. Life is too short. There's too many things going on right now that's bad already. You know, too many things to cry about. But there's a lot more to smile about. You know, it takes, I think, no, I might be wrong, okay? I think it's 7 muscles to smile and like 48 to frown. Something like that.
Oh, I like that. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
But even that, see, even that tells you, you know, it's a lot easier to be happy in life than to be upset.
I like that. I learned stuff from my show all the time. I never thought of it before. I don't know if that whole 7 to smile and 48 to frown.
And you guys can look it up. Like I said, I might be wrong, but I know for sure it takes more muscles to frown than to smile.
And that's the message,
right? And that's the message at the end of the day, you know? Life is a lot. Look, you got to understand, life is meant for you to go through hard stuff. Because then you will never flourish, you know? Look at the seeds. Look at seeds, you know? They have to break through the shell.
Right.
You know? And it's a mission. And sometimes they don't break all the way and they die. Right. But that's part of life, you know? You got to work for it, you know? It's like even a baby being born, you know?
Yeah. Right.
He got to get his way out of there, you know? Mama got to push, you know? But you see my example, though?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what life pertains to. It all falls down to the same rule. And you gotta hustle.
So 43 to, you sure close, 43 to frown and 17 to smile. You're close.
Thanks, Marissa.
That's close. Okay, so 43 to frown. Wow, that's interesting. It's a very interesting period. It's a very interesting thing to think about. I learned something new today. I like that. It's very, I like to smile. So, I mean, that's just kind of, but that's very, very, the lesson in that actually, it takes more work to be upset.
Can I get a smile?
I'm smiling. I couldn't smile 8 months ago, so I'm smiling now, so I'm happy. I physically couldn't smile, so I'm
really
happy.
Don't worry.
Be happy. Be happy. That's right. So, I mean, why do you think, who are your influences of this attitude? So your parents, grandparents, just people you meet? I mean, how you like this?
Definitely people I meet everywhere, you know. Definitely my father, my mother. We've come from a place where it was very hard to find happiness sometimes, you know?
Were they from Argentina?
Yes.
Okay.
Just, you know, poverty and then a lot of family members going through stuff, either going through jail or getting or passing away, you know? Everybody financially just going through a very hard time. Me having to deal with all this as a child, me coming to a new country when I was 7, having to deal with bullying because I didn't know English.
Oh, wow.
I went through a lot of stuff, you know, and Like, a lot, man. I've gotten run over by a car. Like, the things that you could least expect. Yeah. I'll put it to you like this. My father used to say, why does everything always happen to you? You know? And you know, it's funny because me as a child, I would be depressed and ask myself that, like, everything always happens to me.
Yeah.
And that's when I started, life started flourishing, when I started realizing everything's happening to me now because I need to learn early just so I could, you know, get to where I need to be in life. My life is already asking for it. I'm asking for it.
You know, there's two things you just brought up that I want to talk about. One is when you come from another country, it's seemingly that you realize how hard life can be.
Yeah.
So you appreciate it more when you get here. I mean, America really is a great place.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, it's a great, I mean, compared to some other places that aren't so great.
Of course.
And so I think because I come from immigrant people too, but we all come from where you kind of know, you know, we got to work hard here, but it's okay compared to where you could be.
Of course. You know, like
opportunities.
I have people where I'm from that, you know, work hard their entire life. You know, but one, I mean, don't get me wrong, everybody. You could be successful in any part of the world.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It doesn't matter where you live.
Yeah.
But there's many dynamics that change it, you know, and make it a little bit more complicated, make other things more complicated that could lead to complications on your final road. I'll give you a good example. Education, you know, education over there is amazing.
Oh, okay. It is. Good. Okay.
If we had the education we have over here, we'd be doing 1,000 times better over here. Wow, I think American education has really fallen down.
Yeah,
you know, it's disappointing right now.
Yeah, no, it is. We got to work on it. And you have a son, so you know about
that. You know, I raised him myself. You know, he's only 3 years old. He knows his ABCs. He knows how to count to 30.
Yeah.
You know, he's very smart. Knows all his colors, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's one thing that made me who I am today as well. My parents were always there for me.
Good.
You know, even though, you know, they had my father would sleep like one day a week, you know, just working.
Wow.
You know, and he would get home exhausted and play a little with his kids, you know, but imagine sleeping one day a week. And now at 29, I'm doing those kind of things, you know, where I've slept for like 2 days and 2 weeks, you know, and people will be like, yo, how do you do it? And it's be like, bro, it's just a fire in me right now. It just gets me.
I like sleep.
I love sleep, bro, but I just feel high when I'm so concentrated on what I love. I just feel this high in me, you know?
I have that too. I understand that part.
And it's crazy. I don't understand it, you know, because it's like a flame that doesn't turn off. Mm-hmm. And you want to stop, you're like, ah!
I understand that. I wrote a piece of a song on the way here today to the studio.
Nice.
I mean, that's how much I'm into what I'm doing. Like, you know, so I know what you mean. It's like, it's just like, you can't be distinguished, as they say. It's like the fire's always going. And I always have thoughts. So I've learned to turn some of my thoughts off sometimes. Because, I mean, all of a sudden I'll be like, one day I dreamt a song lyric in the middle of the night. Woke up, rolled over, grabbed the phone, sing it in there, put it down, back to sleep.
Those are the best. I've done that.
You done it too? Yeah, you done that
bro,
too?
Bro, those are the best songs. Best songs and best ideas.
Yeah, very. I think isn't that interesting? It divinely comes to you?
Well, I think Da Vinci, Nostradamus, Edison, Einstein, all those people had dreams of a lot of things they invented.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, dreams.
You know?
You know, as they said in Fleetwood Mac, thunder only happens when it's raining. anyway, so I'm like, that's the thing. I mean, when you say that, it's the second I want to bring up, you're doing all the things you love to be doing.
Yeah.
That must be amazing. It must feel amazing.
It feels amazing. You know, it's a little stressing. You know, I mean,
you're trying to make it, of course.
And of course. Stuff, yeah. Trying to make it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not trying to make it like big or anything. Right. I'm just doing what I love and I'm going by the way life takes me, you know? I'm holding on to life, and wherever life takes me, I'm going that direction, you know? But I'm not focused on making it or becoming rich or any of that BS.
Yes.
Of course, I want to be rich for the fact that I want my family to be stable and not need anything, you know, have everything that they want. If they ever have an medical emergency, I want to be able to make sure I could take care of everybody.
Yes.
You know, I want to take care of my family in Argentina, my family here, my friends. When I have that paper, I'm going to take care of everybody,
right,
you know?
Right.
But that's just because
we need money to make the world go around.
Of course, but I've reached a point where I don't even care about making it. As long as I get to do what I love, even if we make it like this, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as I get to do what I love,
way.
And people still like it.
That's why I liked you, because I'm the same way. I'm like, for me, I have many different ventures, and some of the things I do are for fun. If I make some money off of it or get some attention, great. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for me. And hopefully for that person, like for you, you're affecting change for that one person could hear one of your songs and go, wow, now I'm going to do songs too. Like, mm-hmm. You never know. You never know what you're doing. The people are watching.
You never know what you're doing. And then you never know who you might inspire. And then you never know who's listening or who's watching that might want you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's right. He's a star. Come on, folks. He's here. But I like that you're doing it not to get rich, because that's something for fame. That's fleeting. You want longevity. I talk to people all the time.
I just love what I do, man. I mean, yeah. I've tried to let go of music many times. I'm not going to lie. And I've ended up depressed and just mad and sad. And I even cried, bro. It was hard. Like, it's not easy. This keeps me sane.
It's your mistress. It's music.
It keeps me sane.
Well, so speaking of that, so Marissa, I want to show that one clip, because this is from 5 years ago on your page. And I want to know your opinion about it. So,
oh, my God.
This is from 2014. Bro. I'm bringing it back.
This is a freestyle.
Yeah.
5 years ago. Oh my God.
So when you see that, what do you think? What do you think right going through your mind? I see your face, but like, what's going through your mind?
I was living off that trunk right there.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a very hard time, and this is why I spit what I spit, and why I came out so sick. Because I was just going through it, bro.
So you were. So this was rough times.
I was
real
recording
life.
Off my car. Yeah.
So how are you doing that?
I had my setup, my mic and everything, and I would set it up on my dashboard and just record, bro.
Wow.
And I felt like shit because I was so low.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need something to pick me up, so I never stopped recording.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those songs still anywhere?
Huh?
Do you have any of those songs anywhere still?
I do. They're actually all in datpiff.com. If you guys go to datpiff.com, that's datpiff.com.
Okay.
You will actually find all my old mixtapes from those.
I have to go on there and have to listen to some of those.
Yeah. I have like two mixtapes. Three.
Wow, that's so funny. That's why I wanted to bring it up, because I was like, I want people to know you've been doing this for a while. You didn't just wake up yesterday and say, I'm putting some songs out. You're like, you've been kind of doing this kind of stuff for a while, and I see you're evolving from that to the stuff I'm seeing you put out now. You're evolving. It's like, I know your son over there. You're sleepy. You a little sleepy? I'm sleepy too. That's why. He's doing good. I tell you, single parent, you got things you gotta do, right? He's like,
so don't try to make up for it. Tell me shush.
I love it. He's a kid. What's your son's name?
He's Alum.
What's his name again?
Alum.
Alum?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I like that. Hi. Please look at me. This is your future. But it's very much you're doing it for yourself. You came from basically from nothing on some things,
yeah.
And you built from scratch. And you're doing music now. I mean, some of the songs you had an album you put out, Unprecedented, that was last year and stuff. So you've evolved, haven't you, from where you started? Because you sing and you rhyme, right?
Yeah.
You do a little both, which is that's a great talent to have both.
Yeah, I actually started by writing poetry.
See, there you go.
You know, nice I would actually write poetry for girls.
Yeah. Well, that's how that works. Hello. Get the girls.
And from poetry, someone gave me The Rose That Grew From Concrete by Tupac.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And that book, this with music?
It's so
no
good.
No way.
That book is
I'm
so
a
good.
Musician, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And Tupac, man, he's my number one till I die.
Okay.
Till I die, bro. He inspired me to be who I am today as a musician.
Okay.
Honestly. The fact that he was so emotional, you know, and I felt like, you know, we're very judgmental when we're kids. We're really mean.
We are. We are mean.
Kids are very mean.
Kids are mean, yeah.
Don't always be judged, you know? And I knew I was different from everybody else. More emotional, you know? Yeah. More outspoken, more energetic. I swear, I go out and people sometimes ask me, like, are you on you have some cocaine? And I'd be like, I'm 100% sober. This is naturally me.
Trust me. I understand completely. That's why I was drawn to you. I'm the same way. Trust me. I'm very out there. So, yes, and energy, yes.
So,
But it was the thing. Like, people, I remember when I was first coming up, LL Cool J did I Need Love, did the first rap ballad. It was like, oh, you can actually do soft songs, be emotional, because the girls like that, obviously. The guys want to hear the hard stuff, some girls like it too, but the girls want to hear the love stuff.
Yeah.
And so for you, I know you do both, and like, that's a good thing, actually. It's like something you're very diverse.
I mean, I've been singing for no more than 6 years. I've been making music for 14.
Yeah.
I've been writing, you know, instrumentals and freestyles for a long time.
What made you decide to add the singing element?
The emotional part.
Okay.
I felt like I could project more emotion of how I want to, you know, project what I feel and what I'm trying to say.
Oh, through singing. Oh, okay.
And I felt like singing would bring me that extra emotion that I needed to be able to project how I really feel, so people could really, like, get in my part, you know?
Yeah. Okay, makes sense.
And in 4 years, I learned. I just practiced every day. By the way, everybody that told me I was born with a gift, you know, that's BS. Anybody can learn how to sing. I learned how to sing in 4 years. You guys could do it too.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's go back for a second. You must have had some kind of voice. I mean, like, you have to. Have,
I did
mean,
it. I didn't.
So you never sang, like, songs on the radio or anything, you know, in the shower?
I sang in the shower.
So I'm sure you probably didn't sound happy. I mean, you know, yes, there is training. Obviously there's training. I mean, even the best thing is the training, the vocal training. So yeah. I mean, I get that part. But I'm thinking, you must have some kind of voice, though. You have a nice voice. You must have some kind that was, like...
I smoke a lot of blunts.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if it's that.
mine's all potato chips. All the salt. But I'm saying, so you must have had... So it's interesting. You must have had something somewhere you just didn't... Maybe you just didn't know.
I don't know. I always loved music. You know, when I was like 4 or 5 years old, I would dance for my parents. Okay. I would perform. So I'd pretend I was a singer. I'd pretend I was like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC or Queen or the Beatles. Or who else did we impersonate? J-Lo.
How funny.
J-Lo from the block. Remember that? Yes. Bro, we were on that.
No, wait, okay, so... besides Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, other than that, what kind of music is in Argentina?
In Argentina, we have everything.
Okay,
Argentina's known for one of the biggest concerts in the world. Guns N' Roses, AC/DC.
Oh, yeah, they've done that. Okay, okay.
They've had the biggest concerts in the world there, and me, in my music, I'm very universal.
Yeah.
I don't see myself to a genre. Of course, I'm hip-hop till I die. Don't you get it twisted. But I'm very universal, and I love all music, and I love all genres. So you'll hear me sometimes getting on my emotional rocky stuff and, you know, changing it all around.
I remember, are you doing Spanish stuff, too, in Spanish? Are you? No? Are you going to?
I actually am.
I have 2 Spanish songs out, so I mean...
You want to trip out? I'm working on my next album already for this year.
Okay.
And I haven't released it yet.
Exclusive. Yes.
And but it is a 2-disc album.
Wow. Okay.
1 disc in Spanish. Wow. And the other one in English.
Wow. Good for you. Yeah. I'm excited because I had recorded 2 Spanish songs that were very popular actually last year, and I was like, oh, okay.
Sick.
So now I'm working on a Spanish album too.
Sick. So hablas español?
Sí, yeah.
Vamos, Latinoamericano. Somos latino.
Goal! No.
Goal!
Yeah, exactly. But no, that's what I'm going to ask you because nowadays it's in right now. I mean, it's so funny. On the regular radio, we're hearing Spanish people singing and rapping.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm so happy for my culture. I'm so happy of me Latinos. Thank you for J Balvin. I think Nicky Jam, Daddy Yankee. Yes. You know, they just changed the culture. They changed the game. They changed... They changed the limits, baby. And I got to thank them for that,
Seriously, yeah,
it makes me very proud to be a Latino due to J Balvin, Daddy Yankee, Nicky Jam, all these great artists, Ozuna, killing it, Bad Bunny. Just amazing, you know?
Yeah, they are.
And thanks to them, we've taken off the cap. Mm-hmm. You know, the cap that there was in music of who could be in the radio, who cannot be in the radio. And not everybody's in the damn radio.
Well, the thing is, before it was all, okay, you have to sing in English first. And then if like Shakira or like
exactly,
or then later maybe you can go back and do Spanish stuff later. But first, you know, Ricky Martin, at least Ricky Iglesias, you have to do English versions of stuff first, and then later in your career when you're successful in English, then you can do a Spanish song here and there.
I mean, I have a lot of roommates that don't even speak Spanish, and they bump Ozuna
Bad Bunny. Well, it's good. The songs are good.
You know, my roommate be having a paper. Literally, he's like. And I'm like, what is this? He's like, oh, yeah, bro, I found the lyrics in Spanish, and I'm trying to learn them. And I was like, my boy.
That's so funny. I'm old school, so I come from, like, Gloria Estefan, Miami Sound Machine, all that. I like me some old Pitbull, that kind of stuff. I love, you know, and I grew up with Celia Cruz, and I grew up with, you know, all those kind of artists that did Spanish mostly, but the music was like, you know, salsa or merengue or whatever. And I love it. But I love that now it's hip hop, it's pop, it's R&B. Just happens to me. I remember Aventura and all them. And I remember Romeo Santos was like, and it was like something different, but like it's not really different. It's like the regular music we're doing. Selena, we love Selena.
I know. Selena with a smiley face.
Bitty bitty bum bum. I love Selena. But it was like, but that was all like, there were like every once in a while one would come through and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, I just turn on the radio, you're like, it is like, it's fucking, it's like Hispanic up in here.
Yeah. I love it.
It's Latino. I love it too.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
So I was wondering if you're going to get into that. So we had a little exclusive. He's working on something.
Have something that I'm not going to email to you guys right now. We could maybe show you guys a little sneak peek, a little Spanish.
Oh.
I haven't released any of my Spanish songs yet.
Okay.
Of course, you know, as soon as I get something out for the album, I will be putting them out.
You always do.
You know, a little pre-release. Yeah.
Now, are you doing any rapping in Spanish or just all singing?
I'm doing singing and rapping, yeah.
How's it been for you writing in Spanish?
It took me 2 years to learn how to write and sing in Spanish.
Yeah, it's interesting. It
took me 2 years to learn how to do both.
Yeah, it's
But I'm a perfectionist and I like doing everything by code. So before I even learned how to sing, I practice, and then I made songs. Before I learned how to rap, I practice, then I started rapping. Before I started, you know, writing or singing in Spanish, I practiced, then I started writing in Spanish. Now it's been 2 years, and now I'm here, you know, and... Hello, can I come in?
You can come in. Let him in!
Let me in the game!
Now, I mean, okay, no, when you did Unprecedented, and everything, you've done mixtapes and stuff, but when you did Unprecedented and put that out... What kind of feeling did it feel like to birth this kind of this full album? Like, I mean, it's I know it's like to put out an album. It's a lot of work, and it's like picking the songs and everything. What was it like for you?
It was amazing. This is my first album that I've ever released last year. It's not even a year yet.
Right.
We're still in months. What is it, like 8 months? Not even like six months, something like that.
Yeah.
It was in September.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so it was around the corner. It was my first album, which was, I've been waiting for this album for 6 years, you know? And all the songs are produced by me.
That's right.
I write all the lyrics, you know. I sing them all. I do all the back vocalization. I do everything, you know. And this is why they're so important to me, because it's all of me.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting all of my thoughts, all of my emotions, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of my biggest projects, my most important projects in my life.
But they always say your first album is everything you are up to that point.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the next album is, you know, whatever came out of that. But everything up to that point, you pour into your first album. And I remember for me, my first album was called Songs for My Inside Voice. I released that early last year. And that was a big deal. Picking the songs was really hard. Like, I want to, like,
is.
Picking the order of the songs.
Yeah.
Like, I want to make sure, I want to take people on a journey through my album. And what should I do? And it was a very hard, much harder process than I thought.
It's not easy, that's for sure.
No, and then putting it out there.
A lot of sleepless nights.
For me, there was. Because I was up late at night, still listening to the songs, going, okay, should that go on the album? Like, I was, like, totally second-guessing myself a couple times. Going, that song is kind of good, but is it good enough? I'm like, because you're putting it, you're birthing your art.
Yeah.
It's going to be scary. That fear thing you're talking
about. I'll tell you right now, James, I was doubting myself for 6 years. That's how long it took me to release that. Yeah. I've had a lot of those songs for a very long time never released them, for the fact that I was criticizing myself too much. And then I've worked with a lot of big artists. You know, I've done shows with Ace Hood, T-Pain, Clyde Carson, Spice One, Too Short.
Yeah, all Too Short. I love Too
And
Short.
Every time I've worked with these artists, I've always tried to ask them for advice in regards to my music and how I could become a better artist and get closer, you know, to reaching my dreams. And they all told me the same thing. They're like, bro, just don't give up. Keep at it. You know, it's not when it's going to happen. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the first thing they told me. They're like, you just got to keep going. And it just happens all of a sudden.
I always say it's like driving down the street. Eventually you will hit a gas station.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I know artists. I mean, look at Blueface, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Right.
Straight out of the valley, you know?
Right.
And quick.
Right.
Quick.
It happens overnight.
We're talking about overnight.
Right.
That kid had it overnight, you know? And good for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. No, right.
But I mean...
it just goes to show you could be from anywhere and be the right place, right time, right song, right time, whatever it is, in the right hands.
You could even be on any level. I mean,
right.
You know, the kid was making jokes on his songs. He was doing it for just to have fun with it, you know? Not to, like... make music because he likes making music. He was just making music because he thought it was funny. He's like, oh, I'm going to be a rapper. And made it.
Right.
You know, but definitely I agree with you on what you say, that our first album, we give our all, and then from there it moves on. I'm going to take this off. And it's crazy because I definitely think this album is going to be 1,000 times better than the next one.
Probably.
For sure.
Oh, probably. I mean, of course. It's just one of those things where the first album is the culmination of all the things you were dreaming of, and then it comes out. And then after that, you learn, okay, I put it out already, so good. Now the next album, like, I'm working on my third album, and it's very interesting to see what directions my producers were going, and I think it's gonna be way better than the first one, obviously. I'm still proud of the first one, like you are proud of your first one. That's your baby. That's your first baby.
Mm-hmm.
But now I know tricks and things, you know, to make it a little better, of course.
I get you.
Right. You know how that is. Do you remember what your first rhyme was you ever wrote?
My first rhyme.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Was it cheesy?
It was.
Do you remember the verses of it?
Argentina. Argentina, mi family. Something like that. It was so funny.
At home, were you?
I was like 9 years old.
Oh, that's so funny. I love it. Well, see, you were like representing your roster already.
You know what's funny? I had one of my friends not too long ago. I think he heard my song like at a Starbucks or something on Spotify.
Okay, yeah.
He's like, bro, I heard your song. They were playing your music, all happy. And he brings me this CD I gave him when we were in high school.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, gold, bro. And like, yeah. I couldn't believe I was so happy. I just had to hug him. And I was like, bro, you saved this all this time?
That's so crazy.
He's like, I told you I was going to be a fan forever.
See, I guess so. Like, you're like, you're right. Like, you're right.
Oscar, I love you, bro.
There go, Oscar. Thank That's you. Right. And do you remember the first song you wrote?
The first song I wrote.
You said 6 years ago you started writing songs for singing, or do you, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I started writing songs even when I was rapping, okay, you know? But okay. I mean, I used to freestyle a lot.
Yeah.
But I did write. The first song I wrote was I'm a king coming back from 1300 BC. You call yourself Odin when 80 need trying to be. You find me like Howard Carter right now where I inspire thee. My lyrics be hieroglyphics that lift people up the feet.
Hey, I'm good. I'll go back. See, there you go. I mean, I was going to ask you, what is the key to freestyling? Because it's almost like improv. Like, people have improv. There's a certain... What is the key to freestyling?
I think it's the same thing that we just talked about, fear. Just don't give a shit. Okay. Just don't care. You know, I mean, I'll give you an example. Give me a subject. Can we get a beat?
I don't really... She puts a beat up. I'll say fatherhood.
Fatherhood? I've been working too long just to make sure that you're perfect. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. See, that's awesome. Nah. But I always wonder how, like, just because you have to, it has to come to
just
you.
Just don't think. I mean, right. That's the trick, you know? I mean, I'm spitting down right now. You told me to speak about fatherhood. I've been working so hard just to make sure you're well-raised. Everything that I be saying is what you learn to embrace. Everybody's trying to get to your level and get a taste, but they don't see the hustle, the sweat it'll up in your face. It's something that never stops. My son knows for him one day I'll hit the top. I'll never stop.
I like that. So like, that's good. I like that.
That was whatever, guys.
I'm impressed by, because I don't know how to do that. But I'm so impressed by people who can do that. And people can actually spit rhymes. And just like, you see all these ciphers out there. Yeah. People, I mean, the people like Eminem who just
stuff. Oh, Eminem's amazing.
Oh, he's amazing. I see some of his ciphers. I'm like, oh my god. He just. I mean,
bro,
that's just coming out of your brain at the moment.
Isn't that crazy the way he spits? Eminem spits on some other level, bro.
He does.
Eminem is still the king.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I agree.
I honestly do think he's the best rapper alive.
When we're speaking of rappers alive,
yeah. You know?
He raps so well.
Bro.
I'm still playing.
Freestyle. His freestyle is what the best writer writes.
Right.
You know? And it's like, right. Dude. Right. Kendrick, of course, as well.
I love Kendrick.
Freestyles too, you know?
Yeah.
His freestyle is impeccable as well.
Yeah.
Him, Eminem. Who else is alive? Nah, it's kind of died out. His old stuff
was better.
Yes. Yeah, because now he's all writing, trying to be more like mainstream, and I don't like it. I like the old school Nas.
Yes.
I love you, Nas.
And Jay-Z's now hooked up with his wife so much more now. So, you know, the Carters came out.
Since he stopped cheating, he doesn't know what to write about.
Yeah, it's a little different. Him and his wife, they put an album out together. So that was like, that's what they did.
It's like makeup album, yeah.
He was smart, though.
I'm sorry, I cheated.
But that was smart, though. It was very smart. You don't mess with Beyonce.
That's Bey.
She is the queen. You don't mess with her. So I mean, I follow you. So you always, sometimes you release some, you like release snippets of your song and stuff. What is it like to release music these days? It's much easier, isn't it, nowadays to kind of just put music out there?
It's easier. I have a publishing deal, you know, okay. So I publish all I want, international. All my music is available worldwide.
Yeah.
But it's not that hard.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on, kids. If you want to make music, get out there. Get your ass up. You have Google. Go on Google. How to publish my music.
Right.
It's that simple. Literally, guys. It's that simple. Copyright. Just as simple. Less than $1,000, you can buy your equipment.
Right.
Work for a month, and you can buy your equipment. It's that easy. Literally. My first mic, I spent like $30 on it. Sounded like crap. Yeah. Then my father bought me a mic. My father used to hate that I made music. He was like, you'll never make it. Just stop.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel it, you know, where we come from is like, you know, one in a million that make
it. Right, right.
So I feel him, you know? But, you know, eventually he saw how much I loved it, and that was the only thing that I loved and that would bring me up, you know, when I was down. So eventually he kind of like broke into it, bought me a mic for That's Christmas. So I was like,
wow, go on, Dad. I'm Papa.
I love you. Yeah. And he bought me a mic, and I spit until that mic was no good. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah. You killed it. You killed that mic. It. Time of death.
I remember the first song I recorded that mic was like, she got hot temperature. A long ass time ago, like 2007, so 2006, right?
I love it. What do you mainly write about these days? I mean, is it mostly life stuff? Is it girl stuff?
A little bit of everything.
You're writing about a bunch of stuff?
Of course, now? I'm not the kind of be like, I've been popping Zans, daddy, Philip, I ain't doing any of that, you know?
You don't walk it like you talk it? Walk it like you talk it? Walk it like you talk it? I kind of like that song, though. I kind of like it. I kind of like this
song. I just made a hit.
You did. Right there. But so you're writing about all kinds of stuff these days.
Yeah, I write about everything.
Because you're 29. You're heading towards 30.
I am. How dare you remind me of this?
I'm telling you.
It's messed up.
The 30s were good. You're like 30s.
Am I still sexy at 29?
Sure, why not? 30?
All right, cool.
Tell him he is. Come on, people. Tell him. They're like, no. It's got crickets all of a sudden.
Tell me.
It's crickets.
Am I sexy?
She's like, nah.
Yes, I'm sexy.
He's like, nah. She's like, nah. He's like, you're old. You're old now. the thing is, you are getting older, which gives you more experience. I'm saying, so I'm sure your songs get more experience. When you're younger, you're rapping about, I don't know, bubble gum and whatever.
When I was young, I was rapping more about, like, I've always tried to spit real stuff, you know?
Okay.
I have this song called Music Over Everything, and it talks about, this is a real fact that actually happened to me a lot in my life, you know, where women felt like they couldn't trust me because I'm a musician and I talk to all these girls and I do this and I do that. Yeah. Even ended up to me being cheated a lot, you know, and even though they said they didn't cheat on me, they did, you know, and I'm very faithful. You know, it's like with my friends, you know, if I love you, I'm going to take care of you till I die and you don't ever have to worry about me doing you dirty or anything like that. You know, that's not the way my parents raised me.
I believe you.
My parents were very good couples and I learned from them. So, you know, I'm all about a relationship. Get married, the whole shit, bang bang, you know, and I stop your thug, and then I'm I'm all about taking care of my family and friends, you know, that's very important to me, especially now that I have a son. It brought me even closer to love and loving everybody around me.
All these ladies, listen to him. Hello, I was going to ask you. At least I was going to ask you, what does fatherhood mean to you these days? Because you're raising a son of color. And a son. So what is that in today's climate?
Yeah.
So what does that mean for you?
It's what you make it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think it's very easy. You just got to be yourself, be happy, you know, make sure you always bring a spark in them. You got to bring that spark. You got to spark them up. You always got to make them interested, curious, ask questions, talk to them, ask them questions, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like
that's easy.
Okay.
We just go out everywhere. Me and him, he's my best friend.
I know you guys get a lot of time. I see you guys online all the time. Together.
We're everywhere. We go to museums. Yeah. We eat so good. He's eating better. I've taken him out to eat better than any girl I've ever dated in my life. I'll tell you like that.
Yeah.
We've ate bomb. You know?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my exes are like.
Great. Is there Argentinian food in LA?
Of course.
Well, there is.
Yeah, you go to Van Nuys.
Yeah.
Off of Sepulveda and Saricoy.
I know. I don't know what that is, actually.
You will love it.
Okay.
Yes, I promise you. Write this down. Have a milanesa.
All right. Okay. Actually, I have paper here, folks. I'm just going to write this down because I love food stuff. So.
Write this down.
So I'm all Sepulveda and Saricoy. I know where that is.
Yes. You're going to have a milanesa.
Okay. Okay.
And then, milanesa. You know what a milanesa is.
It sounds familiar, so I'm like...
Yeah, milanesa.
I know different Spanish cultures do things slightly different. Yeah, like we have certain
empanadas.
Of course. I know that. Right? I know that, of course.
Parrillada. You can never go wrong with Argentinian barbecue. That's like our best meal.
Mm-hmm. I like barbecue.
And then sandwiches. Try the sandwiches there, too.
Okay. Are they similar to Cuban sandwiches like that? It's like different meats, different sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on.
No sauces. We don't put sauces on our stuff.
Oh, you don't?
Not even on our barbecue.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't mind that. I've had some dry rub stuff, so I understand that on some level. And it's good.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting hungry all of a sudden.
This is a Louisiana restaurant I went with my son.
Okay.
Spent like $80 just for the two of us, bro. Yeah. We were so good. It was like two little plates for $80 bucks. God, I was like,
Now, where'd you go?
It was in downtown.
We're not.
Yeah,
My 2 cents? Was that the place?
No, it was off of Fifth Street. and okay. Fifth Street and Broadway. Okay. No, and Hope. Fifth and Hope.
Because my friends from Louisiana. By the Wells Fargo.
Okay. Bro, you have to go to that spot.
Okay.
Fire.
Okay.
Fire. They're catfish and they're shrimp.
I love catfish.
Dude, I'm a big fan of catfish.
Now I'm getting hungry.
In Argentina, my mom, they used to go fishing, bring catfish.
Oh, my God.
Cook it.
Oh, my God. I love it. So Ray G says, hello. What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Ray G says, what up? Okay, so can you show that flyer? Because you have a show coming up on March 17th. Let's talk about that a little bit. So what's happening at this show?
So it's a show I'm hosting, of course.
Yes.
And I have some great performers coming. Right now, I'm literally tracking, like, I can look here and track my sales right now. So I want to give a shout out to Johnny Died. Johnny, you're killing it, bro. Killing it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I definitely want to give a shout out to all the artists joining my show that are really working hard, contacting everybody they know to sell these tickets. And for those who give up, you know, or make excuses to not get it done, then I feel very bad for you because this is a great opportunity, brother. And but, you know, just keep hustling, guys. Don't give up on me. Don't ever give up. Even on yourself. You're not even giving up on me. You're giving up on yourself if you give up. Because, you know, we got to keep doing this, man. We got to live the dream. Have fun, you know? Yes. Don't worry about, don't stress it. A lot of people be stressing, you know, when it comes to my shows. They be, you know, asking for too much. Also, if you ain't got, look, if I've never worked for you guys, please don't act like you are everything. Come asking me, oh, yeah, I'm going to sell 40 tickets, and then you can't even sell 5. Okay? Because I will put you on the spot.
Okay, you put me on blast. On blast. You're on blast.
That would have been a good time for sound effects.
I know. No, wait. No, who are some of the artists?
Huh?
Who are some of the artists?
Johnny Died. He's a great artist. I actually have my little sister singing a song too.
Wow, good for you. Yes. Okay, honor.
Her name is Carol Cruz.
Okay,
you guys should definitely check her out. And then I have two DJs.
Good.
I have one DJ. Sorry, his name is. DJ,
I'm like,
let me check.
That's why I guess DJs. Do we have that graphic? I thought
check if you can find the flyer.
Put the flyer. I sent the flyer in, so I wasn't going to flash the flyer, and then we can actually show that. But I don't know what's going on. But that's March 17th. Where's it at?
Jason Otto.
That is not okay.
Sick DJ, bro. DJ.
And where's it at?
It's gonna be right, dude. It's right here on the same street of your studio.
Oh, that's so funny.
By the Holiday Inn. Next door.
Yes,
it's called CIA.
Yes.
You've been there?
And I know that. Well, I've been over there. Yes.
Well, you're like right here, so you better be at the show.
I've been over there, yes.
Better be at the show.
I know, March 17th. I know, March 17th. I'm going to come see you. March 17th.
I know where you work at.
You sure do. Actually, you do. You do. You know where I'm on IG. You know where I work now. You've been here, so you know what's going on.
And you're close to me, bro. I'm in Sherman Oaks. I'm like down the street.
Yeah, you guys are right nearby. Okay. I always ask my guests the same two questions. I've been doing this for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. And there's no right or wrong answers, of course, just whatever comes to mind. It could be a word or a phrase. I've updated to make it, first it was just a word, but now it could be a phrase.
Okay,
you ready, Ezekiel?
Yes.
First question is, what word or phrase should we not say anymore?
What word or phrase
yes.
should we not say anymore?
I've had some very interesting answers too, so it's like I'm really curious.
This is a good one.
I know.
I really got to think about this.
Yeah, I'm really curious, and I'll give you another one too. The second question is, what word or phrase should we say more?
I love you.
See, I like that one. It's very underrated.
Yes, and we should stop saying I hate you.
Okay, I like that. Oh, she's gonna pull up this. She's gonna pull up the flyer. Good.
Hey.
That's not good. So I love you and I hate you. That's yes. I think I hate you. This is a dumb phrase. Hate you.
It's you know, people don't realize that the things that we project out of our mouth come to existence. So if you're telling someone you hate them, guess what? You're gonna start feeling some negative emotions.
Yes.
You know, I wear this ring for a reason. It's a protection ring.
Show it to people on the camera. Okay.
This is a protection ring. So you know when people try to put those kind of things.
Yeah.
Towards you. It blocks them.
Okay, we're going to flash the flyer.
Jason Otto. Yeah, there you go.
Green,
Jason Otto.
Green Lotus.
Yeah.
Doors open at 9. The most interesting bar in LA.
Mm, oh, that bar. I mean, have you been there?
I haven't been inside, but I've been
bro,
by
there. Oh, bro, it's sick. If you guys haven't been to CIA, I definitely recommend you guys to come to this show. You guys could go to EzekielCruz.com/tickets. To go ahead and purchase your tickets. Guys, it's a great show.
And it's St. Patrick's Day. You can have Irish car bombs.
Hopefully they're green. I've never had an Irish caramel.
Oh my God, they're so
I'm gonna have one for you. Good. We're gonna have one together.
We'll have one together. All right, cool, Because they're well, really
three
good.
Three of us.
Yeah, they're really good. It's good. They're so good. It's like you just drop this. Yeah, it's good.
Sick. I like dropping things.
Yes, please. Well, Ezekiel, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome back anytime. So when your album comes out, the double thing comes out, you can come back on the show.
Yes.
And we'll promote it on here. We'll play some of the songs and promote it on here. Tell folks in that camera where they can find you on social media. They should follow you on social media, so tell them where they can find you. Yes,
definitely follow me on Facebook and Instagram, Ezekiel Cruz. That's E-Z-E-K-I-E-L C-R-U-Z. And you can find me like that anywhere. Even if you Google my name, I've made sure, you know, that my marketing team branded enough so you guys can find me anywhere, anyway. But if you guys need any help, my son over there just...
I love it.
Making
this
disaster. Vinny. I'm going to bring him here real quick.
Bring him up. Come on up. Say hi to Dad. We're going to show your son. This is a single parenthood working it out. There, look at that cutie over there. Look at him. Hi.
Mic test.
Say hello.
He's just looking at everything.
Wait. He's like, wow. You're the youngest guest of my show. The youngest ever.
So you guys can find me on, just Google me, Ezekiel Cruz. And then check me out on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer. Anywhere that you listen to music, you can find us.
While they're doing it, thank you, Ezekiel. So you guys, you can follow us on the Facebook page, Breaking Into. We're for Black Hollywood Live. We are on iTunes, so you can listen to us there. Like, subscribe, comment. Let me know what you think. 5 stars. We're on YouTube under Breaking Into BHL. Go there and follow us there. Just want to give you a little shameless plug. My new book is out. It's called The Pill Part 3. Hey. It's part of my series. I'm sure that there's also go there. It's out on Amazon. All my books are on Amazon.com.
Show my fans real quick.
So, friends, this book is part of a medical mystery series. It's a short book. It's really inexpensive. It's great. And I have the 3 parts to it. It's the 3rd part. So you got in there, you got it? So go out there and get that. And my new song is called I Will Make It Through with the group Chog. It's out now. You can go to my SoundCloud page, James Lyle Jr. Listen to that. And all my songs are on there, including the theme song that we have going on there, too. And, of course, I'm James Lyle Jr. I'm so glad to be back. We have great guests this season. So please come back and join us. Thank you, Ezekiel, and your son. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.